It's time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. A few thousand people across the Washington area are still in the dark after losing power in the storms last night. Right now, Pepco has about 2,100 customers without power. Dominion Virginia Power has about 1,600 customers out. BGE, some 1,900. The upside to the storms was that for a while, they really cooled things off. But we're under another heat advisory today. Now, meteorologically speaking, what is going on? The Weather Channel's Mark Thibodeau explains.
That atmosphere just kind of recooks, sort of like a pot of water that's waiting for the flame to get turned down underneath. Once the sun comes up, the sun would be the flame, and that just heats it right back up, and then gets unstable, you get more thunderstorms, and you just kind of repeat the whole cycle.
That heat advisory today kicks in at noon. A man was shot and wounded late last night outside Inova Fairfax Hospital during a confrontation with a deputy sheriff. The deputy was on duty at the hospital when security reported a man with some kind of weapon outside a parking garage. The deputy found him. Police say a confrontation ensued, and the deputy shot the man. He's now being treated for his injuries and is in custody. Donald Trump says it's time to rewrite America's approach to foreign policy.
Saying it's time to end the practice of nation building and instead focus our efforts on fighting ISIS on all fronts. And Trump said to do that, we need to partner with any ally who's willing to fight ISIS alongside of us. Now, in the more controversial side of this speech, he also unveiled a new set of immigration measures, essentially saying there should be an ideology test for immigrants coming to the U.S. to weed out anyone who might hold extremist views, whether those are anti-Semitic, anti-gay, or anti-women.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, remains in Pennsylvania today with a get-out-the-vote event in Philadelphia. That follows an appearance yesterday where her topics were confined to policy issues and attacks on Donald Trump.
At the event in Scranton, there was no mention of the investigative notes of Hillary Clinton's interview with the FBI that could be turned over to congressional investigators, the campaign preferring to stay on things that have worked in the past. Also making clear they want to push the issue of foreign policy, issuing a web ad questioning whether Donald Trump is qualified to have the nuclear codes.
Correspondent Joe Johns. The Fairfax City Council is meeting tonight to figure out the next steps after Mayor Scott Silverthorne's resignation following his meth distribution arrest.
Crisis Management 101 would say that the first rule is to communicate to people what the plan is, and they have failed. That role.
Former Fairfax City Councilmember Nancy Fry-Loftus doesn't understand why the council had a closed-door meeting last week and hasn't been answering questions.
They have not commented about what the city's going to do next, and that I don't understand.
An open meeting tonight may clear things up. Silverthorne's resignation came 89 days before the general election. Had it been 90 or more, the council would have likely held the special election this November. Now they can wait till November 2017. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Just a couple of days into his announced retirement, swimmer Michael Phelps says he's looking forward to spending more time with his family. And after claiming 23 gold medals in his career, Phelps says there's a good reason why he believes his retirement will stick this time.
I'm happy now. And I think that's the biggest difference between now and 2012. You know, in 2012, I think I just wanted to be done. I wanted nothing to do with the sport anymore. And now I'm very, very happy, very pleased with the place that I'm in. And I'm happy with how I finished my career.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,636. The NASDAQ at 52.62. Sports, it's now 26 gold medals and 75 overall for Team USA at the Olympics in Rio. Baseball, the Nats beat the Rockies. The O's had the night off. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You listen here, you are on the cutting edge of societal evolution.
Rush. Weekdays at noon.
Which means you will know what's important before what's important becomes important.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL. M-A-L.
Oh, yes!
Where Washington comes to talk.
You know, a man makes promises as the years go by, but some of the most important are the ones he makes to himself. When my dad retired, he followed through on his, built onto his house, even canoed through Montana. So I made my own promises about retirement. You know, maybe I'd retrace my dad's canoe trip. But a few years ago, I had a moment of honesty. Those promises were nothing but talk. I hadn't made any real plans for retirement, just sort of wished it would happen. But my dad taught me to learn from my mistakes. So now I'm working on making those promises more than just talk.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bill, an accident in the district, K Street Northeast at 6th. Police on the scene. Also, L Street Northwest between 18th and 19th. We still have that ongoing fire department activity blocking all lanes. An accident, 66 eastbound right near the Lee Jackson Highway. It's on the shoulder. Police are on the scene, but things are getting slow. And 395. That is northbound at Glebe Road. Watch out, an accident closing two left lanes. Police there as well. This traffic report brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much changing. 100 degrees yesterday, upper 90s, close to 100 on a south breeze today. Isolated showers, thunderstorms once again. Like we had yesterday, maybe some heavy downpours in spots. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 72 in Herndon, 70 in Hyattsville, 75 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the American Red Cross. A new report estimates you'll need more than $250,000 in retirement just for your health care. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We got a great morning lineup for you here at 7:15 this morning. Steve Kastenbaum, our man in Rio, will give us the lay of the land down there. How are Americans doing? 7:35, it's Ambassador John Bolton. What's going on in Milwaukee? All of this tension, all of the rioting. We'll talk to the Washington Post reporter who is on the job there, Wesley Lowry. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow will join us. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Jeremy Schuler of Texas was reading Korean and English when he was 18 months old. He took the SAT when he was 10 years old and finished better than 99.6% of everyone else who took the SAT. He's now 12 years old. Yeah. And this week he starts school at Ivy League's Cornell University. And he's getting a lot of press and publicity about it. I mean, it's an amazing story. 12-year-old going to Cornell, accepted to an Ivy League school. That is incredible. But is this a good idea? I mean, if you had a 12-year-old kid who was smart enough to get into college, would you still send him to college? Again, they're from Texas. Cornell is in New York. And he's on his way. And isn't there more to college than just what you learn? Is this really the right environment for your 12-year-old? 888-630-9625. Would you send your 12-year-old kid to college if they qualified? 888-630-WMAL. I would not. Listen, I do have very smart and gifted kids. And if they were smart enough, I bet, even though they haven't graduated high school yet, I bet if they took the SATs, they'd finish very well. And they could probably qualify as soon as they got the credits. But I don't want my 16-year-old going to college right now. I don't want my 15-year-old going to college. And I have an 11-year-old, almost this kid's age. And God knows I wouldn't want him going to college. Because guess what? The college environment is not just about books. This is a time when your kids are living on their own and they're living with a bunch of 20-year-olds. I mean, geez, what could go wrong there? I mean, would I put my kid in a college that's local where he could still live at home with me and I could take him to school? I mean, he can't even drive himself to school. Maybe I would do that. But I also think that there is more to developing a young child than just their education. And I think there are some things out there in the world that 12-year-olds are not quite ready for. And I would really, really not endorse sending a 12-year-old to a college. That's me. What do you think? 888-630-9625. Would you do this with your kid?
I couldn't disagree with you more on this, Larry. And imagine, for example, that you got a Lamborghini, right? You know, this thing will do 180, 200 miles an hour, right? It is a powerful, powerful car. And you are told, here's your Lamborghini, sir, but you may never drive it more than 25 miles an hour. That's what it's like to have a great brain and to deny it the opportunity to grow. These kids who are uber bright, the greatest sin that you can do to kids who have a real gift and a real intellect is to bore them. So, yeah, you give the kid the opportunity to grow, and you let that kid grow at whatever pace that kid is capable of growing. And if they grow to the point where they're ready to go to college at 12 years old, as a parent, you know what? You find a way to make that happen. Maybe one of the parent has to move with the child. Maybe one of the parent has to live in the neighborhood where the child's going to college. I don't know what you do. I know that if that were my case, if that were my child, that somehow I would figure out a way to do that. Yeah, I mean, yeah, do I have some concerns about a 12-year-old going off to college unsupervised? Yeah, I would never allow the kid to go unsupervised. But I would find some way to make that happen because this kid has a gift. And it's, by the way, it's the brilliant people who are going to save us all. So let's take that kid and give him every opportunity that he can have, and let's make sure that we don't do the one thing that I think is a cardinal sin against really, really bright kids, and that's to put them in a classroom and bore them to tears. So I would say figure out a way. You got to do it.
Figure out a way. You got to do it. Okay, well, listen, I get that. And even though a child is intelligent, though, you would agree with me that for a 12-year-old, there's a whole lot more that you're developing and learning about and needing to experience than just advanced academics, right?
Yeah.
Well, do you advance their intellectual growth at the expense of all those other things that they should be growing through?
Well, no, and that's why I say I think it would be a mistake. And I can't imagine any parent saying, okay, you're 12 years old, go to college, see you later. That's not going to happen. Nobody's going to do that. And if that were the case, then I would have some real questions for the parents. But I do believe that there are ways to make this happen in a way that you can still be there to foster the kid's emotional growth, which probably is not going to be as fast as their intellectual growth.
John,
so I would find a way to do it, but I can't imagine that you just send the kid off to college and say, have fun, see you in 4 years.
Jonathan, in the district, you're calling in first. So your 12-year-old is now going to be in class with a bunch of 19, 20, maybe even some 25-year-olds in an Ivy League school. Is that a good idea?
No, because I've got four members of my family, my mother, my sister, and two cousins that are teachers. There are psychological development. There is physical, they're going to be physically not impaired, but incompatible with everyone else around them. School is not just for academic learning. It's for interaction in social areas. So what needs to, with my son, he works with teachers, and he tutored the other kids in the class. He had accelerated programs and different things that the schools did to keep him, in the same age bracket, but at a higher level of learning. And there's other things to do. You just don't stick. It's like putting a lamb in a pack of wool.
Yeah, that's my concern as well, Jonathan. And it's not just, sending a child across the country to live on their own, because, no, I don't think they're doing that. Although I have to say in the Washington Post article that inspired our conversation here, there's no mention of whether the parents are going with him to New York.
Yeah, I read the same thing. It's like my interest is who's going to be in charge of him
right.
Once class is over for the day.
It's amazing to me that the reporter or an editor didn't have those questions in their mind saying, those questions are what our readers are going to be asking. Why not put that in the article as well? And that's the first question.
The other thing is everybody there in that social group in college is not a minor.
Right.
This kid is a teenager, not even a minor.
Yep.
And that just kind of blows my mind. There's so many other things that kid could do in a more parentally controlled environment than off to college.
Thank you, Jonathan. Listen, and I look at this picture of this kid, Jeremy Schuler, and listen, he's clearly brilliant. He's a gifted child. But you look at the picture of him, even though he's 12 years old, he has not yet gone through puberty. And exactly. Jonathan, thank you for the call. We want more calls. Jonathan in the district agrees with me that even if a child is capable of going to college, a parent should step in and draw the line and say, listen, we'll do other things to get you opened up and get you some gifted programs here, but college, you're not ready for that for a whole lot of other reasons. It's more than just intellectual stimulation. It's more than just book learning. And he may be incredibly brilliant right now and focused on his studies, but guess what? When puberty kicks in, it might be a little bit different. So imagine puberty coming in, and imagine you as a young man or young woman going through puberty, and all of your peers around you are mature young men and women in their early 20s. Whoa, what could go wrong there? You won't be distracted there, right? 888-630-9625. Do you agree with me that a child, even though he's capable, should not go to college? Or do you agree with Brian, says absolutely. In fact, it's wrong not to send your kid to college at 12.
It is now 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian, an accident in the district, K Street Northeast at 6. Police on the scene there. 395 northbound at Glebe Road, there's a crash blocking the left lane. Police there as well. Eastbound 66 at Centerville, an accident, albeit on the shoulder. Eastbound 66 right near the Lee Jackson Highway, a crash on the shoulder there as well. And keep in mind, Mass Transit, the red line, single tracking between Shady Grove and Twin Brook till Thursday. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It is going to be clear to partly cloudy today. A stray shower is possible. The high will be 97 degrees tonight. A 40% chance of rain. And if there is rain, some of it could be severe with heavy rain and gusty winds, a low of 79. Tomorrow, they're talking about an 80% chance of rain and a high of 94. Thursday in the upper 80s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the low 90s. Currently in the nation's capital, 75 degrees. It is now 6:17 on WMAL. Traffic and weather brought to you by V&F Office Supplies.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
You know, you don't have to have seen the movie Animal House to know that college is about a lot more than just getting an education. And I worry about this young 12-year-old, Jeremy Schuler of Texas, who starts college this week. He got accepted, the youngest child ever to be accepted to an Ivy League school. It's Cornell, but it is still technically Ivy League. And, you know, so here he is, you know, starting his college life, you know, with his advanced physics classes. And yeah, and what else is going on with this kid is what I'm saying.
You know what? I just got to believe. Stop it. You are a big believer in letting parents be parents, are you not?
Of course.
Okay, well, then why can't we trust these parents to make the right decision for their kid and to make sure that this kid, I mean, I don't know any parent of a kid in this situation who wouldn't be aware of the challenges of making sure that the child grew up emotionally as well as educationally and intellectually. And I just can't believe that they would not be sensitive to that fact. Let's let the parents be the parents. Well, I got to believe that there's a plan in place, that you don't just send the kid off at 12 years old and say, we'll see you in 4 years. Have a good time at Cornell.
Okay, well, Brian, first of all, I didn't say that. And second of all, I'm not saying that they shouldn't be allowed to do this. The simple question here, Brian, is would you do this with your child?
Absolutely.
That's all. And I'm telling you that I wouldn't do it with my child.
But I mean, what's going to happen during the day that you're worried about in class?
I'm thinking about a 12-year-old who is going through all of the emotional development that a 12-year-old goes through, who is surrounded by the distractions of adults and also interacting with adults. Is it not important for 12-year-olds to interact and grow with other 12-year-olds? See, all of those 20-year-olds that he's going to be in class with, they've already gone through that emotional development with people of their own age. Mm-hmm. Now his emotional development is going to be an experience with 20-year-olds. There's such a vast, huge difference between a 12-year-old and a 20-year-old,
maybe,
isn't there?
Maybe it's it's not perfect, but I got to tell you, the worst thing to me would be to take this kid who has a world-class mind, an Einstein-level mind, and to bore that kid to death.
All right, you have made that point. Let's let everyone chime in on this. How about Kristen in the district? You're on WMAL. Go.
My brother was that age when they discovered that he was a genius, and they wanted to send him to Johns Hopkins when he was 14. And my mom opted to let him be more socialized through high school.
Mm-hmm.
And he just got in with the wrong crowd trying to, you know, fit in because he didn't fit in. And did some drugs, and when he finally did go to the University of Maryland, he flunked out.
Wow. And, so it would have been better for him to go when he was 14.
Yeah, I think he just needed, you never know what to do. I mean, I spent my summers at the Baltimore Museum of Art because my mom did enroll him in summer classes at Johns Hopkins, you know. But, you know, for our family, it was a mistake to try to, you know, give him that socializing experience through high school.
Okay, Kirsten, thank you for that. I hear you and I appreciate it. How about Joe in the district? He's on WMAL. Hey, Joe.
Morning. Your initial report didn't indicate if he was a prodigy or not, but subsequently you did imply it. So the opportunity for this child to expand his scientific capabilities is important, and I want to give an example of 1965 where Charlie Pfefferman, who was covered in Life magazine at the age of 11, was inducted into MIT. And Charlie Pfefferman and his parents received a lot of criticism, sort of just like now, about putting someone way too early in a college environment. However, they did it in such a manner that he got the advantage of the college and still was able to live somewhat of a childhood. And Charlie Pfefferman in his 40s reflected back on that when he was, I think it was the late 80s, early 90s. And he said that it was a wonderful experience for him, that the college students were extraordinarily supportive and protective of him. And he still was able to leave the college environment and, you know, do childlike things. Now, I don't know if by sending this child out of state, they're going to deprive this child of that opportunity, but here's an example of where somebody it did work with. And as a matter of fact, Pfefferman made significant contributions to the area of partial differential equations and had a very good childhood and adulthood.
All right, so there's a success story, Joe. Thank you for that. And by the way, I just want to point out, I missed it when the first reading. I've reread the article during our fabulous traffic break there with Art Andrews. And yes, his parents are going to be moving up to the Cornell area as well, so he will have a place to live. But I still have reservations about whether he is emotionally ready, or any 12-year-old is emotionally ready for everything he's about to go through, and then being surrounded by adults his entire time. We'll continue with your calls in a moment at 6:23.
Providing the care you need when you need it is Inova's primary concern. You can count on our 20-plus primary care locations throughout Northern Virginia. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson and Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, you get a full service listing for just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, our clients have already saved $3.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled program for an important announcement about your nanny. If you're paying a nanny on a regular basis, you may owe nanny taxes. And if you're a working parent, more busy work is the last thing you need. So take nanny payroll taxes off your plate with Sure Payroll. Sure Payroll handles all the complicated nanny tax forms and filings for you automatically. Plus, you'll get direct deposit, great U.S.-based customer service, and background checks to make sure the nanny you're hiring is one you can trust. Don't risk fees, penalties, or headaches. Sure Payroll gives you total control. Pay your nanny anytime, anywhere, on on any device. When it's time to pay your nanny, trust the service that was named Best Household Payroll Service by Business News Daily 2 years in a row. Visit SUREPayroll.com and search Guide to Nanny Taxes to get a free guide you can use to learn more about paying your nanny correctly. Do yourself and your nanny a favor now. Make sure you're sure about taking care of nanny taxes by going to SUREPayroll.com for a free quote and guide to nanny taxes, or call 800-950-9042. 800-950-9042. That's 800-950-9042. SUREPayroll.com.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store. The good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep, when she actually sleeps.
The company store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
It is 6:25 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Morning, Brian. In the district, K Street Northeast at 6th. We have an accident. Police on the scene. 95 northbound at Lorton, the HOV lanes, the on-ramp from the Fairfax County Parkway, blocked by an accident. 95 northbound from the Occoquan River Bridge to the Beltway. It's an 18-minute trip, much slower than normal. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway coming south from the Beltway to Route 50, 11 minutes your travel time. And southbound 270 between 70 and 109, it's a 21-minute commute. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much changing. 100 degrees yesterday, upper 90s, close to 100 on a south breeze today. Isolated showers, thunderstorms once again. Like we had yesterday, maybe some heavy downpours in spots. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 75 degrees. It is now 626.
You gotta fight!
Now, I'm not thinking this 12-year-old kid is going to start going to some toga parties in college, but he's going to be surrounded by a whole bunch of other people who are doing that, and I wonder if a 12-year-old is emotionally ready to go to an Ivy League school. Even if your kid was that smart, would you send him to school, to college? Ross in Clinton, you're on WMAO. What do you think, Ross?
Yes, sir. I think that you spend your entire life with adults. You don't spend your entire life in a tribe of identically aged children. And the fact that this 12-year-old is going to be hanging out with young adults, I think, could be very good for him. Most of the coping skills people learn in high school are ridiculous in real life. All the cliques, all the bullying, all that stuff, it doesn't happen like that with adults. You learn this specialized coping skill set, and if you think about it, sending kids to a school where everybody's the same age is a relatively new phenomenon in human history. This is not how it's been done as long as people have been around. It's only been done about 100 years.
Sure, Ross, I appreciate that, and I homeschool my kids, so I get that theory as well. I just think there's a big difference between having your, 8-year-old learning alongside your 14-year-old versus a 12-year-old being in college all day with 20-year-olds. But I appreciate the call, and it was a great conversation. It's 627 on WMAO.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Associates, and we're offering you free information on how to virtually eliminate your credit card debt and make your monthly payment affordable. To see how much you could save, call now, 1-800-700-3515. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. Credit Associates. Live better debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling now. For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call Credit Associates now and see how much money you could save for free. Call 1-800-700-3515. That's 1-800-700-3515.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Ruparelia, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Hillary Clinton says that she thinks that the idea of using ground troops to fight ISIS should be off the table. Apparently unaware that there are ground troops now fighting ISIS, but apparently she didn't want to send any more. Should you take something like that off the table? We'll have a conversation about it coming up. It's 6:30, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Storms last night knocked out power to thousands across the Washington area. Some are still in the dark this morning, including some 800 Pepco customers, about 1,000 served by Dominion Virginia Power, and about 1,700 BGE customers. Also, some Pepco customers in downtown Washington may be without power for several more hours due to a transformer fire near 18th and L Streets Northwest overnight. Things were calmer in Milwaukee last night, says the police chief, after rioting over the weekend after the shooting death of a man by police.
Certainly it was a great deal of improvement over the first day. And again, I think it's a tribute to the partnership with the community as well as the tactics and restraint of the department. But certainly major responsibility goes to a community engagement.
Chief Edward Flynn says at least six people were arrested last night after what he characterized as some heated confrontations. Officials in Louisiana now say seven people have died in flooding brought on by heavy rain that's fallen since Thursday. Now, although the storm has mostly moved on, forecasters say the danger isn't over yet because some rivers and streams are still rising. Donald Trump isn't just running against Hillary Clinton, apparently. He's also running a campaign against the media.
Sometimes it's difficult to tell who Donald Trump is talking about when he uses words like crooked and liar. It's often Hillary Clinton, but lately he's used those terms to describe the reporters covering his campaign. In fact, he's using that tactic to help him raise money. Trump sent out a blistering fundraising appeal to his supporters this week that proclaimed that, quote, we now have two opponents. The GOP nominee laying out the case that the media is treating him unfairly and that he needs more money to beat back their incorrect reports. I'm Ryan Nobles reporting.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,636, the Nasdaq at 52,62. Sports, the Nats get their third straight win, beating the Rockies. The O's were idle to take on the Red Sox tonight. And in Rio, the U.S. has now racked up 26 gold medals, 75 overall. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. If you notice signs of fatigue, you should pull over to a rest stop to refresh yourself. Some of the warning signs include lane drifting, hitting road edge rumble strips, repeated yawning, and trouble maintaining focus. Holiday or vacation driving sometimes tempts people to keep going to make a schedule. Think smart. Remember that even a minor accident or a roadside chat with a highway patrol officer takes more time than a rest stop. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
It's a normal day. You're rushing out the door to get to work on time when suddenly, there it is, the dreaded service light. So what is it this time? Tire pressure? Low coolant? Time for an oil change? When it comes to service lights, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also replace filters, exchange coolant and transmission fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of someone swiping left. They swiped left because they didn't discover your killer sense of humor through a single photo. They swiped left because they're unable to appreciate your shared love of college sports through a fast-paced digital app that makes the first impression the only impression. At It's Just Lunch, matchmakers personally select your matches for you. They get to know their clients through confidential interviews and ongoing feedback after every date. So not only will you be matched with like-minded people, but you'll spend your time actually dating instead of swiping. For more than 25 years, It's Just Lunch has matched tens of thousands of busy professionals, just like you, who are serious about dating. While video dating, personal ads, chat rooms, and dating apps have come and gone, It's Just Lunch has withstood the test of time because it works. So stop swiping left on your future. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy-efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
At Adeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Adeed.
Right now, get our best deal ever.
Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free.
For details, go to joehadeed.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Adeed Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
An accident bill on K Street Northeast at 6th. S4, the Anacostia Freeway southbound, very slow, bumper-to-bumper, Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge, a 10-minute commute, twice the normal travel time. 395 northbound from the Capitol Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, almost a half an hour. This report brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C., and MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all, announcing the opening of the first dedicated heart and vascular hospital in the nation's capital. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Heat advisory noon until 8 p.m. Upper 90 degree temperatures, close to 100. Heat indices over 100, maybe around 105. And afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms around that once again could produce locally heavy downpours. Another hot one, another humid one. Overnight tonight, upper 70s for the lows. Thunderstorms once again likely tomorrow afternoon and evening, highs in the middle 90s. Maybe some change by the end of the week. I'm Ray Stigic, the Weather Channel on WNAL.
Right now, 75 in Vienna, 72 in Frederick, 75 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 6:37. You're listening to WMAL. It's Mornings on the Mall. It's 7:15. Steve Kastenbaum, our man in Rio, gives us our Olympics update. Big day yesterday in American Olympics. 7:35, Ambassador John Bolton will give us his reaction to Donald Trump's ISIS speech yesterday. 8:05 brings us Wesley Lowry. He's a Washington Post reporter who's been covering the riots in Milwaukee. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow, CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
He's talked about sending ground troops, American ground troops. Well, that is off the table as far as I am concerned.
That was Hillary Clinton yesterday making the statement that when it comes to fighting the war against ISIS, as far as she's concerned, there will never be U.S. ground troops brought to that task. That's off the table, she says, going in. Even before she gets elected to office, she's letting it be known. She is telegraphing to our enemy that you don't need to worry because I'm never going to send in ground troops to take out ISIS. And I just wonder, your understanding of foreign policy, is it a good idea to say to your enemy that certain things are off the table? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL, or do you agree 100% with Hillary Clinton that we should say right off the bat that we don't want ground troops brought to that task? I just need to point out, of course, that there There are about 3,800 U.S. forces now in Iraq fighting ISIS, and some 300 that they acknowledge that are on the ground somehow as advisors in Syria that are fighting ISIS. So we do already have ground troops assigned to that task. One wonders if she would pull those out because she doesn't want any ground troops brought to that task. And by the way, that number is probably an underestimation because the official number, which involves special operation forces, which they don't often acknowledge, knowledge is probably higher. But nonetheless, here's Hillary Clinton saying, cut 10 one more time, that she believes that we should take the idea of ground troops being introduced into the region to fight ISIS off the table.
He's talked about sending ground troops, American ground troops. Well, that is off the table as far as I am concerned.
All right. So, and by the way, Donald Trump gave a big speech yesterday where he's talking about national security issues. And here's what he had to say about Hillary's approach to foreign policy and the war against ISIS.
Anyone who cannot name our enemy is not fit to lead our country.
Donald Trump's whole idea yesterday in his speech seemed to be the following. He seemed to be saying that, you know, we need to take ISIS seriously. We need an effort like we had to fight the Cold War. We need an effort like we did in World War II to fight Nazism. That's how big the threat is, and that's how big our response should be to the threat of ISIS. And by the way, one of the things that Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton said yesterday in this joint appearance in Scranton, Pennsylvania, is they think the great threat to our nation is not ISIS. They think it's Donald Trump. So that tells you a little about where their mindset is. But what do you think about this idea? Hillary Clinton saying, hey, no, we're not sending any ground troops. Is that something that a potential commander-in-chief should telegraph to the rest of the world? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, Brian, it's a really irresponsible thing for her to say. You don't take anything off the table. That's the whole point of dealing with an enemy when you're at war. But, of course, she doesn't believe that we're at war. She can't even name our enemy, as Donald Trump just said. And also, by the way, I thought that she was the most brilliant foreign policy mind ever to even consider running for president. How does the woman not even know that we already have ground troops right now in Iraq and in Syria? Well, border, they're crossing the border into Syria, I'm sure. Donald Trump also said that, you know, everyone's talking about how he's rejecting our allies in NATO. He's rejecting our allies in NATO. Well, actually, he mentioned NATO there in the speech yesterday.
I had previously said that NATO was obsolete because it failed to deal adequately with terrorism. Since my comments, they have changed their policy and now have a new division focused on terror threats. Very good. Very, very good.
And he continued to go on and say that he would work with NATO on the existential threat that we have against our jihadist terrorist enemies in ISIS. Let's face it, Western Europe, the basis of why NATO exists, is under threat right now with ongoing terror attacks from these people, and they're flooding in through their horrific migrant policy. So, listen, I think that in this case, Trump actually has the more sound, more reasonable, and more responsible position against our jihadist enemies.
Well, to the phone lines we go. CJ in Manassas, you're on with Brian and Larry. What do you think there, CJ?
Well, you know, I'm really proud of Hillary. At least she's sticking strong to her guns and being consistent. She didn't send in any troops to Benghazi to help out either.
Well, fair enough. At least she is consistent in her policy. Well, I mean, but I look, Larry, I think this is really troublesome. You know, one of the things that I think has been a real problem with the Obama administration, and by the way, during a time when Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State, was this willingness to always telegraph your intentions. To say to ISIS, you know, have a certain date, by the way, we're going to pull out. We're not going to be there anymore. And all that does is it just allows the enemy to plan. So if you look at the political landscape in America today, and you're the enemy of America, and you think Hillary Clinton is going to be the next president of the United States, one of the things that you would conclude from those comments yesterday is that we're never going to have to fight a real war. We're never really going to have ground troops in here. It's something we don't have to plan for. And I think that it's always a mistake to tell your enemies what your plans are.
Well, if Hillary Clinton is president, this is probably exactly how it's going to go. And the signal sent to ISIS, as you just said, is, oh, well, we can just run roughshod over here and no one's going to stop us. And guess what? That's true. if Hillary Clinton becomes president.
And you know the reason for this, of course, is because she cares more about those on the left who don't want to see ground troops, who don't want to ever have a fight against ISIS like that, than she does about actually defeating the real enemies of America.
It's 6:44 on WMAL.
See movie star and musician Kevin Costner at the Birchmere August 24th. That's Kevin Costner and his band The Modern West, August 24th at the Birchmere. Buy your tickets today at birchmere.com.
You know, it's time to say thank goodness that we have air conditioning. I mean, I got to tell you, yesterday when it was just scorching out there and all this last week when it's been so hot, I have luxuriated under my air conditioning. And you know what? Air conditioning can only be so effective if you have leaky windows. Leaky, energy inefficient windows will cause you a problem because all that energy that you're paying for to cool the house is leaking out. You want to keep the hot air on the outside in the summer and the cool air on the inside. And if your windows are not getting the job done, you need to call the Thompson Creek Window Company because they have energy-efficient windows. People find that when they put their Thompson Creek windows in their house, their energy bills, their electric bills, their gas bills, they all go down. Each one of them is custom made for our unique climate and just for your home. No middlemen. That saves you a lot of trouble. And right now, by the way, is the perfect time to call Thompson Creek because you can take advantage of their 25% off every window sale. And by the way, the biggest sale of the year. 25% off every window. Pick up your phone right now. Keep the cool air in, the humid hot air outside. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
Marcus Lemonis is the prophet. Season premiere August 23rd, CNBC.
It is now 6:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. But 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And in the district, an accident, L Street Northwest. Between 18th and 19th, it's closed because of that activity. And 395 3rd Street Tunnel northbound from the southeast southwest freeway to New York Avenue. It is about a 5-minute commute, much slower than normal. 95 in Virginia northbound right near the Fairfax County Parkway. Watch out for a crash. Police are on the scene. The on-ramp to the express lane is blocked. The Beltway's outer loop slow going from 95 to the I-270 spur. 21 minutes our travel time. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway heading south between the Beltway and Route 50 slow as well. And the red line single tracking between Shady Grove and Twin Brook. And that'll be until about Thursday. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Heat advisory noon until 8 p.m. Upper 90 degree temperatures, close to 100. Heat indices over 100, maybe around 105. And afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms around that once again could produce locally heavy downpours. Another hot one, another humid one. Overnight tonight, upper 70s for the lows. Thunderstorms once again likely tomorrow afternoon and evening, highs in the middle 90s. Maybe some change by the end of the week. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WNAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 76 degrees at 6:47.
But here's some news to start your day with. We just learned about it late last night or overnight, and that is that President Obama, who is just bound and determined to empty the detention facility at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and despite resistance from Congress and even his own Pentagon, announced late last night that they would execute the single largest transfer of detainees during Obama's entire presidency. 15 terrorists who had been held at Gitmo have now been released to the United Arab Emirates. The inmates are nationals from Afghanistan, Yemen, and UAE, and they'll be transferred to UAE immediately. So, by the way, let's not forget that there was a report released earlier this year from Obama's own Office of the Director of National Intelligence that conceded that in recent months, the Gitmo detainees who have been released by Barack Obama have returned to their jihadist ways in twice as more frequent occurrence than earlier in Obama's
rate. Yeah.
Yes. It's doubled since the early parts of Obama's presidency. The chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Ed Royce, released a statement because that'll make a difference.
Yeah.
Saying that the Obama administration is doubling down on its policies that put American lives at risk. Once again, hardened terrorists are being released to foreign countries where there will be a threat. Too many have already died in the hands of former detainees, and yet they're not going to do anything about it over there in Congress. It's a problem, and he's not going to rest until he has emptied Gitmo out completely. And then the next president, if it's Donald Trump, will then start filling Gitmo back up again.
Yeah, and look, and it's a real shame here that Congress can't have an impact on this, that the president seems to have the ability to do this with impunity, despite the fact that Congress so strongly disagrees.
They could have a effect on it. They could say, okay, Mr. President, you can't spend any more money on all of your pet projects like global warming, which you think is the biggest problem that we have. You can't spend money on all of these other things. All they have to do is go to committee, pass a defense budget, and in that defense budget, put language in there that precludes him from doing this. But they don't do that. They continue to do continuing resolutions after continuing resolutions because they don't want to do the job of appropriating, budgeting, and actually laying out laws that are attached to that money because they're too concerned about people in the mainstream media blaming them for a potential government shutdown.
And you
don't you agree?
I do agree with that, but I'll also say this: it doesn't matter. Even if they did that, this president has shown a proclivity to ignore the laws passed by Congress and interpret them the way he sees fit.
So they just shouldn't do their job.
No.
Is that what you're saying? Well, since the president is going to go ahead and do this anyway,
I'm not saying that at all. I wish they would do their job, and I wish they'd bear down on this president about this because I think it's a national security threat when you let people go who are going to return to the battlefield.
The Republicans in Congress actually have, and by the way, the Democrats in Congress, who are also against this, or at least on record they're against it, have a complete and total free pass on this because they're letting Obama go ahead and do this, and then they get to go back to their constituents and tell them, but we are against this, and this is a problem, and they shouldn't be doing it. But they don't do anything about it, and they're let off the hook about it. But by the way, you could say that about the president's immigration policy. You can say that about the president's environmental policy. You can say this about the president's policies on a whole host of things where Congress is not doing their job and actually trying to push back. And by the way, that's something that they told us they would do if they won the Senate and the House back in 2010 and 2014. By the way, one other thing that I want to throw out there, in a Wall Street Journal article about this release of these jihadi scum, it details how Obama, Joe Biden, and John Kerry are using all their diplomatic charms and good old-fashioned American greenbacks to get these guys out. In recent months, the transfers have increasingly involved Obama, Kerry, and Biden, who at times have worked to close the deal with foreign leaders. You know, they got to work these foreign leaders, and they've been giving these the resettlement costs apparently for these detainees include language instruction, vocational courses, and up to $100,000 each for resettlement costs. So these terrorists are getting $100,000 plus job training and language training, and they say they care more about the American people than they do about these people. Unbelievable.
It's 6:51.
Meet George Jetson. Actually, it's Dave Snell from Snell Heating and Air, who thinks the future ain't what it used to be.
Well, don't you feel a little cheated? I mean, it's the 21st century. Where's my jetpack? Well, fortunately, the heating and air conditioning business puts Snell at the forefront of technology.
Okay, Dave, so where's my talking thermostat?
Trust me, those things are so 5 years ago. These days, we've got really high-tech thermostats and comfort systems. You control them via Wi-Fi or smart devices, you know, while you're on vacation or before you head home from the office.
Ooh, shiny. What else?
Indoor air quality products are huge. Electrostatic air cleaners, ultraviolet air disinfection devices, high-tech humidifiers. Snell has it all. Zoom around our website at SnellHeatingAndAir.com for all the details. Or ask the next time one of my stand-up guys lands in your neighborhood.
And remember, when you think futuristic heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
The credit crisis of 2008's long gone. The Brexit vote has come and gone, but our own election is fast approaching. It's enough to rattle anyone. And is it making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here, and I want to help you rescue your money. So come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my number one best-selling book. You'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major obstacles you'll face, the seven ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Bethesda, Annapolis, and Columbia Tuesday and Wednesday, August 16th and 17th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
All right, let's see how Yamani's doing. By all accounts, it's doing pretty well right now. Let's check in for the news desk at CNBC. Here's Chuck Kamlick.
Doing pretty darn good today. For the second time in three trading days, all three major stock indexes will start the day at record highs, but that's where it may stop for now. Futures point to a lower open this morning. Americans may be buying fewer clothes and accessories, but they're dropping a bundle on their homes. Home Depot's profits rose again last quarter, $2.45 billion, the best quarterly sales and net earnings in its history, and predicts business will continue to grow the rest of the year. Aetna's quitting the Obama healthcare exchange in all but four states because patients are sicker and cost too much money. Delaware and Virginia are two of the four states where Aetna will continue to offer the plans. The government's suing United Airlines for not paying sick leave to a pilot who was called up for reserve military duty. That's a no-no. Google's out with its video calling service Duo, a rival to Apple's FaceTime. And Elvis Presley died 39 years ago today. King is as popular now as he ever was, ranking number two as the highest-earning dead celebrity. He's the second highest behind Michael Jackson. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
That's my goal, by the way, you know, one day. I want to be the highest-earning dead celebrity. That'd be awesome.
But you have to be dead to be the highest-earning dead celebrity.
Hey, you know, you've got your dreams. I've got mine.
All right.
Ted Britt Automotive is the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience in purchasing a car. When you're going to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle, you know, one of the nagging things in the back of your head is, oh, geez, what if I have problems with this car? What if it's a whole bunch of hassle? Well, this is the great thing about Ted Britt Automotive. They've got this program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. So as you see right there, you got confidence in these guys and the vehicles you're going to drive off the lot with. But by the way, when you're driving off the lot, you're also going to be happy with this great deal that you got. Because you see, Ted Britt, between their nine great locations in Northern Virginia, they've got over 1,200 vehicles in stock. That allows them to wheel and deal and give you prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. Really, there's no hassles at all with Ted Britt. You know you're going to get the best price. Go ahead and schedule your next service with Ted Britt and see what kind of service you're going to get from this great dealership. Visit one of their nine great locations or at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
All right, it is now 6:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And in the district, Brian, we have an accident, K Street at 6. Police are on the scene there. 395 northbound, very slow from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge. It's a 25-minute commute, nearly twice the normal travel time. 95 northbound in Virginia, right near the Fairfax County Parkway, a crash. Police on the scene. The on-ramp to the express lanes is blocked. 66 eastbound at Centerville, there's a crash. It's on the shoulder now. And 270 southbound, very slow from 109 to the local lane split. It's almost a 40-minute commute. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, clear to partly cloudy today, hot, humid. It's just going to be another muggy, miserable day. A stray shower is possible. High of 97. Tonight, 79 degrees. Tomorrow, an 80% chance of rain. And on Thursday, temperatures in the upper 80s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, temperatures are scheduled to be somewhere around, 91, 92 degrees. So really hot weather and a chance of rain all the way through the weekend. Currently in the nation's capital, 75 degrees on WMAL.
Register now for 930Gov, August 24th only at the D.C. Convention Center. Digital Government Institute's fourth annual 930Gov Technology Expo convenes leading experts and hosts learning and networking sessions in critical topics such as cybersecurity, customer experience, records management, knowledge management, DevOps, and Agile. Free for government and industry. August 24th only at the D.C. Convention Center. Register at 930Gov.com. Go to 930Gov.com.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
I have a great idea for a movie. A former president of the United States with humble beginnings decides he likes the high life.
With great international intrigue, he and his wife establish a foundation that allows them to travel the world in style. They establish an arm in Canada to flow foreign donations. By Canadian law, those donations can't be disclosed. Then the Canadian arm turns around, makes huge donations to the main foundation in the United States. Meantime, the former president flies the billionaire Canadian donor to Colombia and secures a multi-million dollar contract for cutting timber in a biologically diverse forest there. Then on to Kazakhstan, where another multi-million dollar contract is secure, this time for a uranium mine. A Russian transaction needs approval from the State Department. No problem. The former president's wife works there. It gets done. The FBI always nipping at their heels. I won't give away the ending. The first movie was such a hit, looks like we're going to get another Clinton sequel. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
Marcus Lemonis is The Prophet. Season premiere August 23rd, CNBC.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get two free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin-purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
Coming up on WMAL.
Well, we just talked about Obama shutting down Gitmo and Hillary taking ground troops off the table. Wonder what Ambassador John Bolton has to think about that and Trump's speech yesterday. We'll talk to him.
All right. Now, Tim Kaine, he's not flip-flopping. He's evolving on what we'll tell you. Also, there is one commission.